Welcome to Glow Time with Dr. AJ. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Dr. April Johnson with My Joyous Power. And I have the lovely Miss Queenie Simmons.
Thanks for having me.
I can say that we may be delayed, but we will not be denied.
That's Amen. Right.
I'm so excited to have you. Ms. Queenie Simmons, please tell us a little bit about you and what is your project and what was your inspiration?
Oh, great. So many great questions. A little bit about me. I am born and raised in Michigan. I spent some time after getting married, moving to San Diego, spent 5 years there. Recently relocated back to Michigan because I had a family and I needed help. Where was mama? Like, where's mama? And so my three little ones, my husband and I, we all live in Michigan. And I've always loved writing. I've enjoyed it since I was a little girl. I really loved reading.
Awesome.
And for sure it's been one of my gifts, right? But for so many reasons, I laid the gift down, right? Like, it doesn't make a lot of money. There's no way to support yourself. Just so many reasons I stopped writing. And so recently during COVID, it became abundantly clear for a lot of people that one source of income is not enough, right? Like, that's not sustainable, especially for me with three young ones. My oldest is five. So five and under, right? And so I wanted to find a way that I could use my time while I was quarantined at home, but use it creatively, not just doing the same mundane things, right? And so it almost became, the writing back, writing my way back to my gifts has kind of been therapeutic for me in a lot of ways. It's been like just reclaiming some of those gifts and talents. It's really been a great journey. So my recent book that just came out in November is called 2 out of 3. As I mentioned, I have three littles. And so it's about the middle child who is most like mommy, but sometimes feels forgotten, right? And lost in the shuffle because she's not the oldest and she's not the youngest. And so this was me like putting my toe back in the pool to see like, do I still got it? And like, I've just really been overwhelmed with the support and the amount of people that have taken to it. And like, finally, like, so it's been really cool. It's been really, really cool.
Awesome. And you know, that is so very inspirational, as well as to remind us that we have to go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And I think that we overthink and we over try to achieve what our gifts and talents are. And I always say, especially as a pastor, and someone's like always asking, what's my gifts? So, you know, I kind of break it down to, before we can get spiritualized, because we over spiritualize, I can say everything.
For sure.
You know, I stubbed my toe. Oh my goodness, that's a sign that I don't need to go in that direction. No,
absolutely.
Just need to pay attention, you know?
Absolutely.
So we over spiritualize everything, but we do have to give credibility to the purpose that God has given us. And I always start with, what are you most passionate about? What mm-hmm. do you love? What would you do, whether you got paid a dime or not? And
right.
for me, it truly is an encourager, a developer. You know, I just love to train and develop and put other people on the spotlight like yourself. And that's what today is. It's really author to author spotlight to give people an opportunity to get to know Mrs. Queenie Simmons and also your project. And it's at the same time, iron sharpens iron, right?
Absolutely.
And so there's people out there that are holding back their gifts and their talents, saying, how many times have we said we don't have time?
Absolutely.
And so God goes, okay, now I'm going to give you nothing but time.
literally what happened.
yes. And then it's, you know, we lose our excuses, but if we just take the time to go back to our basics, and like you said, you know, this was a great opportunity for income, and God does give us the ability to obtain wealth. He never says that we're not supposed to be wealthy, and he actually encourages us and says that I would above all that you would prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers.
Yep.
So he wants a full understanding, mind, body, and soul. So with your project, So how many projects do you have? How many books? And what is your next project?
Yes. So right now, just one. Like I said, I made this leap in November. And we have, we've already received back everything that we put into the first investment, into the first book, which is amazing. So my second book is about my son. It is called Son, period, Black King. So Son, Black King. And I'm really excited about that one as well. It just talks about like the mother's love for her son, but also raising a Black son in America, right? And just in this world right yeah. now. And how do you encourage a young boy to like hold his head up and wear his crown when people are already intimidated by him, right? Already fearful of him. And so then to like put him, to increase his confidence and put him on a pedestal, like just that interesting dynamic, right? Like, how do you navigate that? How do you encourage him to not shrink himself down for a world that's fearful of him and to step into his own too? So that's coming up in April. And then Ooh. In I know. And I'm so excited.
Right around the corner.
Exactly. I'm so, so excited. And then at the same time, I am going to do a book in October. And this one is about just the experience of the Black woman and particularly the Black woman in professional settings, right? And so yeah. we always talk, I always mentor young girls and they always ask like, do I straighten my curly hair? Do I not straighten it? Just all of those things wow. that come up. And then, yes. and then yes. also, like, I want to be able to voice my opinion in a professional setting without being seen as the angry Black woman or too aggressive. And so we talk about that too. And just coaching folks through that, like I feel like there's so many opportunities, as you said, to like just help the Black community thrive and just navigate some of these systems and things that have been set before us. And so also All right. equally excited about that book too. Yeah. To talk that about is, that. Yeah. Go ahead. Thanks.
You are just so excited, and thank you so much for putting a shout out on Instagram and all the social media. You were just super excited, and I'm just so amazed at all the talents that we have and the diversity even in our own culture. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we find ourselves bashing, believe it or not, and being in competition mm-hmm. and not in collaboration. And so this is my way of giving back to those authors and just showing that we can all shine. You shine, I shine, we shine, Absolutely. You know? And with that attitude, you know, it's just amazing all the different collaborations that have come about this and the platform that God has given us, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or, you know, just even on my website. People have really encouraged Glow Time with Dr. AJ because we don't find this segment mm-hmm. where we are working together, mm-hmm. right? It's not necessarily about my book is better than your book, but I just believe that you will reach people that I will never get a chance yep. to even get to know. Right. And right. you can say one word or I can say one word that will touch even your family members that you have been talking to all your life. So I just right. believe Decades. That God uses that saying that one plants a seed and one waters, but it truly is God that gives the increase. So tell me, what was the difficulties? And also, what was some of your little fears or the little yeah. things that, you know, you went through to say, are you sure this is what,
I should be
you
doing
know,
that.
You're destined to do? Exactly. What made you not just put a little toe in the water, but you so, launched in the deep?
Yeah. Before I answer that question, I want to hit on something else that you said about collaboration and the power of collaboration, because I do believe that there's strength in numbers. And so I'm also working on a project called Not Crazy and Not Alone. And so it's a forum for women to just of all walks of life to come and talk about their experience during COVID. So it's no secret that women have been taking the brunt of some of the things that COVID has produced, right? The having yeah. to be professionals, having to keep home together, having to be educators. And so within my community, I found that there really wasn't a platform for women to just come and release, right? Talk about what's working for you and what's not working for you, right? And in a place that there's no shame, there's no judgment, one of the jokes that we just put up is that my co-facilitator and host, she typically doesn't get dressed up, but since COVID, a way for her to cope is to get dressed up, right? And so I typically get dressed up. My coping mechanism has been not to get dressed up, right? So I'm typically in sweats and a t-shirt now. And just talking about that, like, you might have to pivot and do things differently in order to survive and give yourself peace. And that's okay, right? And so back to your other question about the difficulties and fears, I think COVID in itself was the motivator. COVID was the fear and the motivator. So not only particularly financially, but also because I was at a place of employment that I hated, absolutely hated. It was super toxic. And I almost felt like God was pushing me out, right? But I was like, I can't go without a plan. So what's, and he's like, well, I've been telling you what you need to do. And so it really was like a leap of faith, and that, and people sometimes say a leap of faith, like, oh, and then it was easy. No, it was a leap of faith and it was still difficult. Like, it was still really hard, right? Because I'm trying to now shift my focus from my previous career to like now be an author, right? With no following, no, like nothing, absolutely nothing. Like
no experience. yes.
Nothing.
And you know, those are the best times really contribute to your own growth.
Absolutely.
So that is awesome.
And so I was definitely like stretched and I had to do lots of research, right? And it's not like I just have a whole bunch of authors in my back pocket that I could be like, hey, like, how did you do this? And so it was, yeah, it definitely was kind of like a trial by faith, like, and just trusting the process. And so eventually, yeah, after a couple of months, like, we released the book, and like I said, I couldn't be more excited, but I had to trust. It was difficult. It was hard. Yeah. There was lots of bumps in the roads. Things didn't go just right. I felt like copywriting took a long time, and then just so many little book, like, hiccups and stuff throughout the process that I'm like, now I know. So.
Yes. And I think it's very important that we are transparent with the process, because the way that, you know, if you do self-publishing, if you do, you know, KDP, also if you go with a publisher.
Yeah.
So there are pros and cons in every direction. So you have to see what is equivalent to you. So my first book, which is right here, My Joy is Power, I self-publish, but I also use a local publisher.
Okay.
And a local printer press, because I did want to put money back into the community.
Absolutely.
And that was very important to me. And additionally, I wanted to oversee it. And so this, my book has silk paper, which no one would have ever thought that, but they gave me such a great deal because it was a part of COVID. And, you know, they were like, are you serious? Are you going to do all these books? And I was like, absolutely. I have to believe in myself.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people would just come to me and we're talking and they were like, can I have a book? I'm like, sure. I got one right here in my car.
I carry them too.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And so, but if I know you, like even in business world, you know, I would, they have to go to the website because I don't fraternize between personal and business, but you know, and it created a way that if they wanted to purchase it, then it's in their time away from, you know, my business. And cause I'm a manager, I'm a vice president of a financial institution. So there are those pros and cons, right? And so you have to look at the bigger picture. And looking at the bigger picture, so now you have one for number two and you have one for your son.
Yeah.
Now, what is your next book for your oldest? Because you can't leave the third one out.
Absolutely.
Now.
So my son is, he's the oldest. And so his is Son Black King, and then the middle, and then it's the youngest. So before I do the youngest, and it's kind of funny. My youngest is such, she's so different, right? She's the more difficult child, like the stronger personality. And so I actually really struggled to find just words and a narrative for her, which is why like hers is taking long, even though she's the baby and people are like, she's the baby, that should be the easiest. No, definitely not. Definitely not. And so, I've decided to just do it in that order until like the words come, not force it, you know, until the words come, until like,
right.
Because this is also kind of a keepsake, right? Like this is something that she mm-hmm. is going to remember. Like this is something my mom wrote for me. And so I want it to be intentional. I want it to, I don't do anything without purpose. Like I guess I'm strategic in Absolutely. That way. And so like, when the words come and like when it makes sense, then she'll have a book too. But until she gets herself together, she don't have no book.
That could be her motivation. There you go.
Hello. Do you want a book? Get it together.
I know. So, and that's so true because, you know, I have three boys and okay. they are very similar, but they're very different. And yeah. I can remember each experience in my life and how each child has impacted. You know, some were more impact when they were younger and yeah. some were more impactful when they got older.
Yep,
so absolutely. I do believe that each child is very unique and we must keep that in reflection when we are raising them. But also, yeah. you know, I call my young men of valor.
Yeah.
And there's some activities and some behaviors you would say, oh my God, they're so far from men of valor. But do you know, my sons, they have said to each other and they posted it. And I got it on, you know, I took a screenshot before they took it down.
That's so cute.
And they were talking to each other and they were like, okay, men of valor, let's do this. And I was like, look at you guys, you know,
Aww.
And because children become what we speak to them.
Absolutely.
And I know that I put great seeds in them. And this will be definitely what you're doing is transferable. And an idea, and you may want to think about it, this is ask your daughter questions.
Yeah.
And do an interview. Like, how do you see yourself? Because that will have her do a self-reflection, because we always want people to think of ourselves in a positive light.
Yeah.
And mind you, I am a doctor of Christian counseling. So the advice I give you is really good.
Right.
But that's something that you can use
yeah.
because we all want to look and favorable, even yeah. if we're not favorable. And so the words that we speak over our children and over our spouses and our family members, they come to life. And tell me about this, your project. Have you, we've done also coronavirus chronicles. Okay. And I was a part of that. And so in April, we are also they're coming to my church mm-hmm. and we're having a fresh book festival. Some of it will be virtual and some of them will be in our magazine. They're doing a special, Triumphant Magazine is doing a special on me. Yay!
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
So I will send you the information, and it's going out to so many subscribers, and they're going to actually have a real magazine. It's been going on 4 years that she has been a publisher of a wonderful magazine. It's a national and regional magazine. So those are things that I just want to encourage you that yeah. keep doing what you're doing, because, you know, just the phenomenal of the atmosphere that you bring and also the positivity, mm-hmm. it just makes you want to just say, okay, what is her book about? You know,
yeah.
so just keep doing what you're doing. And I hope that now if someone would like to reach you, please share your,
yes.
If your email, and you also your website and what platforms can our subscribers, our audience, and also, you know, our podcasters can reach out to you.
Yeah, great. So I'm pretty much on everything. Instagram is at Queenie Simmons. So my name, and then Facebook is Queenie C. Simmons, but it's a Facebook page and it's Queenie Simmons. It's right there. Website, www.queeniesimmons.com. On my Instagram, there's a link tree that has links to all of the good stuff, all the information, so you can stay up to date with the journey. The book link, the book is actually in 8 different bookstores. So again, being very strategic about who I partner with and who I give my time and my energy to, the book is in mostly independent Black bookstores. That will also be on the website pretty soon. It's continuously updating, which is amazing, but overwhelming all at the same time. If you want it now and you just cannot wait, it can be purchased on Amazon. And that link is also on Instagram or my website at queeniesimmons.com. And I think that's all the places that you can find me now. And look out for April for the second book, for my son's book. So
I'm so proud of you. And is there anything else you would like to share with our audience today?
No, events are also on the, no, as I continue to keep talking. So yes. events are up on right. Events are up on Facebook and my website. I definitely encourage my followers to check out Not Crazy, Not Alone, which is our women panel for COVID. There'll be some really cool resources mm-hmm. there. So look out for that, because all my telling of stories is not just for children, right? It is for the Black community and for all of us to thrive and to be well. And so definitely check out those things.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a time that we must collaborate and join forces for the good, you know, and also you're leaving a legacy for your children. And Absolutely. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, all of the authors, because once it's out there and it's going to go global, you know, and just yeah. think of all the people that you're going to impact. And I just want to tell you, thank you for taking the time to interview and also share your ideas and your projects with Dr. April Johnson with Glow Time, with Dr. AJ, My Joy is Power. And again, we thank you so much. And as I always say, may the blessings of the Lord maketh thee rich and addeth no sorrow is our prayer. Yay. Have a great day.
You too.
And thanks for joining
you.
You're welcome.